Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
We are logoed up and ready to go.
Yeah, man, it's Friday.
Wearing the Z badge with honor and pride today.
Yes, proud. I was gonna say, proud to serve the Z. I don't know. Don't know where I was going with that one.
I'll just let you finish your thought.
We're just psyched. I feel like it's like, it's go time. It's Gowntown time.
We have two overlapping requirements today. We have Gowntown.
Yes.
And then we've got the kickoff to restaurant week in Cedar Rapids.
Yeah.
So get through heavy lifting to be rewarded with food.
That's the goal.
That's just the way the day's going to line up.
If I work really, really hard at Gowntown, we've got a lot. I mean, the Kirkwood-Linn County Regional Center, where we have Gowntown at, they host us, and they have for the last couple of years. It is a big facility.
Yeah.
If we get our steps in within that facility, we will probably have earned the food that is available to us at restaurant week.
I would like to destroy that sentence. What do you mean, if? We're gonna.
We're gonna.
And we deserve that food regardless.
We've earned it.
We've earned it.
So excited for restaurant week.
I know.
It's finally here. I feel like I've been waiting. I've been doing a little bit of research, checking the special menus that they're going to be having for restaurant week. I love this time of year.
So we're referencing two completely different things. Gowntown, of course, is on Sunday, coming up at the Linn County Regional Center off of Boyson and Hiawatha. That's the free dress shop.
Yep.
We turn one corner of that building into a store. But today, as far as Restaurant Week Cedar Rapids, we are at Black Sheep. Our broadcast starts at 3, so maybe do an early happy hour with us. But that's one of 19 restaurants featured for the next 10 days.
Yes.
I'm pulling that number out. That's right, right?
10 days. 10 days of restaurant week.
Different special food items, price points. The whole idea is when it's so cold, people just don't go out as much.
Mm-hmm.
Totally get it, right?
Totally.
Parking downtown's not fun. We have to like climb a snowdrift to get to the sidewalk.
Sure, but there are 19 participating restaurants all over Cedar Rapids. So just Google Cedar Rapids Restaurant Week, the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance. So you'll find their page.
Yeah.
You'll find all of the restaurants that are participating. You'll find all of the special menus that these restaurants have cooked up as part of Restaurant Week.
And while we are at downtown, specifically we're going to be at Black Sheep, I guess just a little outside of downtown, it spans a wide footprint, including like the Class Act out of Kirkwood.
Yeah.
Like that's one of the restaurants that takes part every year.
Yeah.
Right. So the Hipster, which is in Marion. So there's a variety of restaurants that take part in Restaurant Week.
It might be like sometimes you get kind of in your zone, like every Friday I go here, you know,
it's either routine or geography or a combination of both.
Yeah. So get out of your,
get a little bit out of your comfort zone, but you're going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you will be rewarded, much like we shall be rewarded today.
You will be rewarded with food.
We will work the Gowntown setup. We will eat our way through the Black Sheep special menu. That's my plan, without getting food coma, because then I'm going to TCR to see Jersey Boys.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's three acts to my day. Four acts. I got this, Gowntown prep, live broadcast, TCR. Whew. That's my nightcap.
Busy day. Let's get it going.
It's a Friday.
Shall we?
Tackle it.
And there is literally an app for everything.
Including?
You need an armed bodyguard?
You can get an app for that?
There's an app for that. Yeah. There is a new private security service called Protector. It just hit the App Store this week. People are calling it Uber with guns.
Okay.
So for $1,000, you can have an armed guard pick you up and shuttle you around town in an Escalade for 5 hours.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, they're either retired law enforcement or active duty. I don't know. This is for a very
specific... Where are we going for 5 hours that I need armed transport?
For a very specific clientele, isn't it? I don't know.
But just imagine prom night.
Let's get an armed guard.
So they have to go in and they have to sweep the restaurant. Then they will escort you and your date in. And then you'll have a dinner while they stand next to your table with an earpiece.
What?
Just guarding you. And I've tried to come up with a 5-hour activity and prom is the first thing that popped in my mind.
Never did. Why is prom on your mind?
Then they go in and then they have to sweep again for the gym and make sure all the parents are cool. I can't think of something where I need an armed guard for 5 hours.
I don't know. I think they're looking at it at like CEOs.
Well, certainly.
Like you might. That CEO that was shot by Luigi Mangione. Like, maybe you don't feel safe at the moment. Maybe you need a little bit of help getting from point A to point B. You could hire a protector on the app. There's an app for that.
They're available.
They're only available in New York and LA.
Oh, yeah.
For now, there is a $129 annual fee if you want to just...
You have to be a member.
You have to be a member.
A protector member.
But if it's a service that you'd need... I mean, maybe that just makes sense.
I guess what I don't understand is if you're at that level of notoriety, you probably already have that offered you by your company.
You would think.
Yeah.
I would think so. But if it's something that you... Obviously, there's a need because somebody created it, right?
Certainly. That's what... Or they're hoping they're going to create a need. It's usually one of the two, right? It's one, like, was there a need for an iPod back in the day?
Right.
But they kind of created their own market.
Or will a couple of Eric Hansons think this is cool?
I'm telling
and
you.
And I'm going to take it to prom.
Yeah. Oh, great. No. Golf. That takes 5 hours. Okay, dude.
Oh, Lord.
Drive me to the golf course, and then every hole, you've got to walk around and make sure it's safe for me to play golf.
And then the more beer you drink, you're going to think it's a good idea to talk the guy into playing with you.
Heck yeah. Just go ahead and take the shot for me. Do you mind?
Come on.
Do you mind? Come on, do it.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Okay. Coffee in hand, you and I are already talking about how today is like turbo, fully loaded.
Yes.
We're ready to go. We've got Gowntown. We've got restaurant week. That is not the end of the day. You've got something else after that. I've got something else after that. The day is nonstop. Immediately. Like after our last break at restaurant week, I need to book it over to Cedar Rapids Jefferson High School. Because tonight, there is the Jefferson Show Choir Invitational.
Awesome.
Very excited. Because I am like, I have a 15-minute window. And I hope to make it to watch my daughter perform.
Are you wearing your My Daughter's in the Show Choir outfit under your Z sweatshirt right now?
No.
Superman
no.
style?
No.
No?
I will be putting that on.
In the car?
No, later today.
Before. Okay.
I've got a change. I've got a wardrobe change. From Gowntown to restaurant
week
to get myself ready for then show choir. It's a lot.
It is a lot.
But I've got a button with her picture on
yes.
it.
Yes.
And I have to get a shout out. You can buy a shout out for your kid.
How does that work?
That's the thing I need to figure out.
You have to buy that at the door?
She very casually was like, hey, they are selling shout outs if you want to cheer on your student. I was like, oh, are they? You have to get it when you're there. So on my way in, I have to casually get her a shout out.
Here's my proposal. Stay with me at the beginning of our last, hey, it's the morning scramble. We're live at Black Sheep. And then you say like one word. Yeah, that's right, Eric. And that's then leave.
That's right, Eric. We are.
Yeah, and then you go. I'll cover it. I'll cover it. No one will notice you're gone. I'll cover for you.
And then you do the rest and falsetto.
I'll do the rest.
That's right, Eric.
Isn't that right, Claire? My God, this food. Oh, no. I'll pretend like you're eating. Isn't this good food? Yeah, that's right, Claire.
No, it won't be that close.
I can cover for you.
It won't be that close, but I'm so excited.
Gotcha, covered.
And then I don't know how, but like then the awards go until like 9 o'clock, which with the span of this day just seems like, oh my gosh, that's midnight.
You and I are going to face that same challenge because I'm going to see Jersey Boys. And this is in no reference to the quality of the show. I'm going to get tired.
I know. It's just a full day.
So how am I going to stay awake?
Our friend coffee.
Well, and then it turns into my friend wine.
Yeah.
Right? Usually if you're kind of engaged in the show and like, oh, I've got a cocktail, that'll help as well too.
Yeah,
it's just going to be a busy day.
Oh, you'll love the show.
I completely almost wrecked my day this morning. A former classmate of mine had posted a photo and it is... the team photo of my football team from my sophomore year in high school. So it is the, you know, the big group photo where like there's We're in the stands. We're in the bleachers.
Everybody's...
Nobody's smiling.
Yeah, you can't smile because you're football
so,
boys.
Like two rows on the ground, and then everybody's standing behind them.
It's also... It's not just... Not smiling, but also like actively grimacing almost.
A little, like you want to look tough, ugh, but you're also staring into the sun. It's usually done after practice. You're also really tired.
Kind of sweaty.
So it's just like, yeah, other, like you are taking the photo like you think the other teams you are going to play are looking at it.
Yeah.
It's really for everybody's mom, but you want it to like, hey, Mount Pleasant, we're coming for you.
If anybody saw us, you would be scared.
So I'm looking at the photo. I'm like, where's number 50? Center, that's me, number 50.
Hey.
And I find it, and that head is not me. That is not my face.
What?
That is, I am not in this photo. Claire.
Are you sure that you didn't just misremember your number?
Well, then I'm like, okay, as a sophomore, you get a chance to play with the varsity. Maybe I was subbed a different number, and then I earned the 50 later, right?
Yeah.
I am not in this photo.
Eric.
And I actively remember playing as a sophomore at Washington High School, go Demons. So my only theory, until someone proves it otherwise, is someone has gone back in time and my parents have not met at Iowa Wesleyan and I'm being back to the futured.
Uh-huh.
And I'm being erased from existence.
Wait.
That's the only thing. Am I slowly fading in front of you right now?
What if you disappear now?
I feel a little different right now.
No!
I feel a little lightheaded.
Eric!
Claire?
No!
Claire, are you there?
No!
Claire?
No!
Claire?
Eric!
Claire?
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. Charges have been filed after an all-night standoff in Cedar Rapids between police and a suspect. This was from Wednesday night. 49-year-old Christopher Kern of Grimes faces numerous charges, including three counts of attempted murder of a police officer because gunfire was exchanged, multiple weapons charges and assault. Another person, 45-year-old Glenn Laxamana of Cedar Rapids, faces interference and accessory charges. Charges were filed after an all-night standoff at 525 Valor Way Southwest on Wednesday into Thursday morning. Welcome to Eric's Ag Corner. It was sad to learn of the death of the water buffalo, Phil, but we think we know what happened now. The Iowa Farm Sanctuary released information about the cause of death to Phil. They said Phil likely died of complications from that bullet, but it wasn't... Hold on! It wasn't the bullet itself. It wasn't lead poisoning. The wound had developed sepsis.
Oh.
So it was an infection.
Oh.
Yeah. The bullet had lead in it, but veterinarians say they never saw lead poisoning ever in the blood. So it was whatever was probably internal that they weren't seeing, and the kind of an infection inside out. Phil died Friday, February 14th, after a sudden decline in health.
Sorry, Phil.
But became, I don't know, kind of not the, like the mascot for freedom for water buffalo.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes, absolutely.
And he wasn't the only one that was rescued from that owner. A few more are still thriving at the sanctuary, the Iowa Farm Sanctuary in Oxford. Let's move over to what's got us feeling all right. We now know the official name of the new event center and amphitheater in North Liberty. Because of naming and sponsorship rights, it'll be the Hy-Vee. Where is it? Hy-Vee Center and Amphitheater. In
nice.
Centennial Park, yes. That deal was just signed the other day. Now, we've got a council approval component, but once council signs off on it, that's good to go. I didn't realize this, though. So the city will program, right, could be a craft fair. It could be an author visit. Could be a business function. You can also rent the space as well.
Oh, really?
And rental opportunities are open as I speak.
Now?
NorthLibertyIowa.org/Centennial Park. If you would like to reserve the forthcoming space to be built, take a look.
Wow.
Might be exactly what you need for your upcoming insert event here.
Whatever it is.
At the Hy-Vee Center and Amphitheater coming to Centennial Park in North Liberty. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Okay, this is life imitating art, but billionaires taking over the world. Amazon just made a deal to take creative control over the James Bond franchise. And Jeff Bezos posted a screenshot story on his Instagram along with the caption, "Who'd you pick as the next James Bond?"
I don't like any of this.
It's a little scary because
it's icky.
The Broccoli family
yes.
has owned the James Bond franchise always.
Now, it's always been under the MGM screen, right? And
but now
that is now owned by Amazon.
Amazon MGM.
So are the Broccoli family members selling off the rights to Bond and creative control, or they're going into some sort of partnership?
Well, as you know, after the Daniel Craig ending of his time as James Bond, there was a pause. And the whole pause was that the Broccoli and MGM could not agree with Amazon. So the Broccoli dynasty agreed.
So Amazon still had a little bit of a say.
Because they own
MGM.
MGM.
Interesting.
Yeah. So they agreed on a new joint venture to co-own James Bond. The intellectual property rights are still owned by the Broccoli family, but they give Amazon the power to move forward without any approval creatively from the Broccoli family. Before, the Broccoli family had creative control over everything.
They could green light or red light, right?
Right.
We agree,
right.
We don't agree.
Financial terms of this deal, not disclosed, but the Broccoli family said that they are going to now focus on art and charity and, you know, other things.
I don't care about that.
Whatever.
Okay. If you read this story to me and it was Netflix or Apple, I would be okay. Why? They have had Oscar-nominated movies. They do good products. Amazon's fine, but whatever's coming out of the Amazon box office is usually made to go on to Amazon.
Yeah.
And I want a movie I want to see at the movie theater.
Right.
And then it's just the stupidity and absurdity of a bald billionaire taking control of James Bond.
I know. That's the thing.
It's a plot point.
This is almost laughable.
Yes.
Like, what's happening? So I guess now we just continue to speculate about who's the next Bond. And
Bezos gets final say.
And Bezos gets the say. Daniel Craig remains committed to his retirement.
He's not coming back. I'm not spoiling anything too badly, but I don't think he survived the last movie. We'll just say that.
He didn't make it.
And I think he's having fun doing the Knives Out stuff.
Yeah.
He's found another character to play.
A different character.
Yes.
So we'll see if the rumors through the years, Idris Elba, Aaron Taylor Johnson, those rumors, if those come full circle,
We'll just see where it lands. I don't know. I mean, Bezos
is swayed by any of that, or if he goes a different way.
You also just sold the creative rights to an American, right? Like, you're not in touch with the British.
He doesn't have to keep it British.
I think you have to keep it British.
He doesn't have to.
He can do whatever he wants as a billionaire.
Hand me another cat to pet.
Lordy. Okay, Kim Kardashian is trying to do right by prisoners who have been imprisoned falsely and should be released from prison. She's trying to do the right thing. Unfortunately, she did the wrong thing. Reportedly, she's being sued by a man named Ivan Cantu for mistakenly identifying him as a death row inmate in a social media post. Ivan claims that Kim's mix-up caused him public embarrassment, shame, emotional distress, and led to serious emotional damage.
Is that guy currently in prison?
No.
Oh, no.
The post made him lose sleep, get headaches, have nightmares, experience PTSD. I think he's going laying on a little thick. He criticized Kim for the error, stating that managing her social media accounts and using his picture instead of the actual death row inmate, which is Ivan Abner.
Oops.
Cantu. Yeah, the Abner part was important, turns out. He is seeking compensation. I expected that part from Kim.
I think he's entitled to something.
He's entitled to something.
Yes.
I think he's laying it on a little thick.
I also agree with that.
But yeah, whoopsie doodle.
Was she actively working with the other guy? Like, take a picture of you talking to him.
I know. I was like, how are you confused about who the client was?
So my understanding is you're going to the internet and you're just searching jail databases for photos?
I know. I'm like, how did that mix-up happen?
That's not good.
Kim? What happened there? Interesting. Okay. The whole Pamela Anderson, now a major Academy Award-winning actress, didn't happen. She had a possibility of being whispered about. The Last Showgirl was a huge acting boon for her. However, she didn't get those nominations. She didn't get an Oscar nomination for that role. So she is pivoting. She's not focusing on acting right now. She is looking at a venture outside of her acting career. Pamela Anderson revealed she's got a new hobby. A hobby that is important in her family. She says she is now a pickler.
Oh, pickling.
Yes, she is now pickling cucumbers.
That is an important hobby in her family?
Yes, she comes from a long line of picklers. Her great aunt V was a renowned pickler, and that pickling is a serious tradition in her family, that she is going to sell pickles.
I have to presume Anderson dates way back, right, to the old Scandinavian country, and yeah. They sure like a good pickled
food. Oh, you're right.
Food.
Yes.
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 Be it fish or cucumber.
Could be.
So I will be able to find.
Could be herring.
Could be any of the things you can pickle.
They know how to
feet
pickle.
Feet of pig.
Oh, yeah.
It
yeah
all works.
I mean, yes.
How do you get through a cold Norwegian winter? Pickled this. So Pamela Anderson's pickles?
Pam Anderson's pickles.
Pam's pickles.
Pam's pickles.
Pam's pickles.
Pam, that's cute. Okay. You run with it. You have fun with it. I support you. I want to try them, though. I do want to try them real bad.
Pam's pickles.
Pam's pickles. I know you don't love pickles, but if I can get my hands
Pam's
on a jar,
pickles.
I would try
Heck
Pam's
yeah,
pickles.
Yeah, especially there's a picture of Pam on the jar. I'd try Pam's pickles.
Look at those. Pam's pickles.
Wow. No, those.
Pam's pickles.
Oh, look at the pickles.
They're a big deal. Love it, Pam. Love it. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
You go back and talk to Lenny Call, my chemistry teacher.
Yeah.
And tell him in 10th grade that I'm going to be doing a feature called Nerd News.
I bet.
He would have laughed.
Ugh.
He's like, maybe Greg, not yeah Eric, right?
Yeah, science Greg would know what he's talking
not
about.
Not old Dancing Eric Hansen over here, but here we are.
Twinkle Toes Hansen?
Yes, that was my nickname in high school, old Twinkle Toes Hansen.
I don't think so, but science Greg, he's got it.
That's how we were known around town. Twinkle Toes Hansen and Science Greg.
Yeah.
They never saw us out when I'm driving my brother around.
Yeah.
On this eighth week of the year 2025, broadcasting from an elevation of 840 feet above sea level at a latitude of 41.88 degrees north and a longitude of 91.72 degrees west. This is Nerd News. Use the proper terms because I'm saying them wrong because I don't have breasts. The future of bra wear for new moms is now at Iowa State University. Is it called bra wear? Is that okay? Should I use a different term?
You're good.
For nursing moms?
Yeah.
Okay. An Iowa State University professor's bra design for breastfeeding is now the first patent ever held by the fashion school at Iowa State University.
What?
The bra is made out of breathable bamboo fabric, has extra soft Velcro, and is adjustable so mothers can wear it as their bodies change through the first months and years of bringing home a newborn.
That's nice.
Professor Ling Zhang says she got the idea when she was nursing her second child. What was out there currently, stiff structure, not comfortable,
snaps
causing
and
health problems.
Yep.
She surveyed 1,000 mothers across the country, tested prototypes, landed on this design. The patent is held by the university, but Yang sells the designs, and it is the first patent to be held by the Iowa State University Fashion School. But how cool, developed by a researcher and for mothers who are breastfeeding.
That is incredible. And it's at Iowa State University.
Iowa State University has the patent. And I'm just happy I got all the breastfeeding words right. So good
yeah
on me.
I was like, over the shoulder boulder holder?
I don't
know. What do you want me to say?
It's a new house for the girls. Like, that's not right.
I don't know.
That's not it. If you need a project done faster and for less money, hire a beaver.
Yeah.
Since 2018, there were plans to create a protective wetland on some old army training grounds in Prague in the Czech Republic.
Uh-huh.
Since 2018. So for 7 years,
Jeepers,
they've been fighting over building permits. What they wanted was a wetland, and they were going to put in a man-made dam to preserve that area.
Mm-hmm.
Negotiations, back and forth, all the red tape. Nothing was getting done until the beavers got to work. A colony of 8 beavers just so happened to live in that area. And while the timing is weirdly coincidental, it's not like someone tapped them on their beaver shoulder and mm-hmm said, get to gnawing. A better built man-made dam was completed in weeks compared to the years they've already been waiting to do it.
Beaver made.
I'm sorry. Better than the man-made, a beaver made dam, bigger and better and free.
Wow.
This price tag was $1.3 million had the project ever gotten off the ground. Czech Republic paid zero. There's more wetlands, and it was made by the animals that are going to actually thrive in the environment. How crazy is that?
And it's like natural, you know. It's probably,
it's not cement. It's a bunch of timber and mud.
Did somebody like with a vested interest like release those beavers?
No, I think it just was just like Mother Nature's like, fine, we'll do it. Sometimes Mother Nature finds a way.
Mother Nature's like, hold my beer.
Exactly. Just okay. You guys stop. You stop complaining. You stop complaining. Beavers, go get them.
Enough. I got this.
Yeah, we got it taken care of. Last story for Nerd News. Calling all corridor nerds. Nerds, nerds, we need your help. The upcoming Eastern Iowa Science and Engineering Fair is in need of judges. So if you are a nerd or nerd wannabe, this story is for you.
Hey.
Saturday, March 15th, Lindale Mall. Judging, you get there 8 o'clock. You start walking around about 8:30. You should be done by 12:30 or 1 o'clock. High school and middle school students from across Eastern Iowa will have science projects on display. Your job as a EISEF judge, ISEF, is to evaluate just 5 projects. So it's not like you have to do all of them. I already looked at the list. I'm always captivated by the names of the projects the students are working on. Will it magnetize 2.0? Battle of the Bottles. Comparing bacteria levels in goat feces.
Oh, yeah, yum.
This one has my interest, though. The best deal on small French fries.
I like that.
Which my guess is, how much does it cost?
Yep.
How many fries do you get?
And you have to eat fries.
And as a judge, I'm sure you would have to eat the fries. As the flyer says, if you're interested in science and like talking to teenagers, you're right for this job. I'll just tell you guys, next year, don't put that second part in there. I would just put if you're interested in science.
And want to support youth.
Want to support area youth. Maybe a better way to word that next year. All right, nerd up, nerds, and sign up. Visit EISEF.org for details because they need judges.
Come back to these exact coordinates next week, nerds, for Nerd News on Z102.9.
Z102.9, 744 with the Morning Scramble. Weather forecast brought to you by Randy's Flooring. Shop Eastern Iowa's largest selection of carpet, hardwood, tile, and more. randysflooring.com. Going to be sunny today. Highs will read 19. The wind chill, better than it has been, only a minus 10 today. I mean, it's been bearable all week long, but it's getting better and better. By Saturday, sunny skies in 29. As you are walking up to the Kirkwood-Linn County Regional Center on Sunday, highs of 39 and mostly sunny skies for downtown. Sneak peek into Monday, I've got a mid to upper 40s with mostly sunny skies. So we have a roughly 30-degree swing from today to Monday.
How wild.
To the positive, by the way. It's how weather works.
It's
weather
a swing
is wild.
That we like.
Minus 13, wind chill, minus 2 at present with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
It's going to make for a great Sunday. And we wanted to take some time to get to know our host just a little bit better. Our host for Z102.9's Downtown this Sunday at the Kirkwood-Linn County Regional Center. They are not always a prom dress pop-up shop. They do other things, and to find out what exactly they do in the building when they're not giving out free dresses, we've got Eric Privo, the Student and Academic Support Coordinator. Eric, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for Eric remembering to turn your microphone on.
And there
Sorry.
You are now.
You're there now.
Thanks for having me this morning.
Yes. Eric, can you tell us a little bit about what the Linn Regional Center is all about, what it is that they offer students?
Yeah, thank you. The Linn Regional Center is for high school students who are wanting to earn college credit while they're in high school. So we call it dual credit. They can earn college credit at their high school as well as college credit that they can use later on to transfer to a school of their choice, or if they want to continue on at Kirkwood or another two-year institution. That's the main purpose. So we have about 500 high school students that come in the mornings. We have some morning academies, career academies is what we call them. And then they will come back, some will come back in the afternoon and take afternoon academies. And we're going to pilot a mid-morning academy as well next year, the 9:45 to 11:15. So we're trying to get students in our building throughout the day, learning and taking college credit classes.
What are some of the more popular classes right now? What does the career landscape look like if you're looking 5-10 years in the future?
Great question. I think students, it's kind of wide open. I think that our trades fields are a good one to go into. We have three kind of trade career academies that are offered at the regional center. They can do an academy called Advanced Manufacturing and Welding. We have an Auto Tech Academy, and we have an Architecture, Construction, and Engineering Academy. And those are all hands-on learning. Our instructors say 70% hands-on, 30% kind of the traditional book
classroom
learning.
Classroom style, yeah.
And that's because they can earn some certifications in those academies that are industry recognized, and that, you know, when they leave, they look valuable in the eyes of an employer.
You're a step closer to a career.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Great.
I love that we get to go through the whole center as we're getting ready for Gowntown, because there are so many amazing classroom settings where we're going by the auto shop. We're going by the more medical stuff where there's, you know, a skeleton hanging
like
out.
Nursing stuff.
Yeah. There's all these different learning zones for students. If somebody is interested in contacting you guys and signing up for classes, how does a student get involved? How do they sign up for classes?
Great question. They start with their high school counselor. The high school counselors are really involved in this process because the students have to be on track with their graduation requirements.
We're talking like juniors, seniors?
Yeah, so juniors and seniors primarily, but it is open to all high schoolers. So some students have a much more open schedule that they can work this into. It really depends on your high school schedules. Like if you work with your counselor and you have an open schedule, you can come during those timeframes and take classes. The nice thing too about Kirkwood is they offer not only the career academies, but they also offer online classes. There are classes at the high schools within the walls of the high schools that are college credit as well that they can take. Really super convenient for them. And then also main campus will be open to students as well. So there are tons of opportunities outside of the career academies. The career academies are more if you want the face-to-face experience and you're focusing on a career path.
And you kind of know what you want to be when you grow up.
Yeah, well, not necessarily, because students
at least you can discover it.
Yeah, so like I tell students, use it as a way to learn more about what you want to do or what you don't like.
Yeah.
We have an academy where they can pick and choose some classes. So they could pick like a digital photography class, or they could pick a intro to micro, like a computer literacy course. Or they could use it more traditionally to like take some classes that would transfer on to a four-year institution that are very general, like a fundamentals of oral communication or a sociology class or cultural anthropology. They can kind of use it in any way that they really want to gain some college credit and keep that college debt down for them, because it is a free experience for them. They don't have to pay for this experience. They
That's
take it
nice.
Through the high schools, and the high schools pay for it.
Yeah, do it now instead of taking a class at a college level where you're already paying for tuition and books, right? And in your meal plan.
It gets to be expensive.
And then maybe you decide you don't want to do that. And then obviously like, that was a waste of time and money.
Yeah.
This way you can really get in and explore all of these things. Our guest this morning is Eric Prevost, student and academic support coordinator at Kirkwood Lynn Regional, the center just off of Boyson and Hiawatha. So do they need to contact your center directly for all of the stuff we've talked about, or just the general Kirkwood website? Where would we send people this morning?
So students can go to learn more about the career academies on Kirkwood's website, which is the www.kirkwood.edu. And then in the search bar, I just tell people put in career academies and you can learn more information about that. But also their high school counselor has all this information. I work with all of the high school counselors in the Linn County area. And even if students are in Jones County, Johnson County, there are regional centers there as well that they can get involved in the career academies as well. So it's not just a Linn County regional.
Mm-hmm.
That's my
From
expertise.
Jones to Washington, right? You've got one as I drive into my hometown every once in a while.
You know what's going to be super convenient is Eric's going to be at Gowntown with us on Sunday, too.
So as you're shopping for dresses, you could also find out more.
Could also do that.
Boy, that works out really well. Eric, we'll see you on Sunday. Thanks for opening your doors to us. We really appreciate it. And thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much for having me today. This was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Eric Prevost, student and academic support coordinator for the Kirkwood Lynn County Regional Center. Our location for Gowntown coming up on Sunday. But for most of the time, they're a career academy.
Usually.
Yeah, to help your students figure out where their life paths are going to go. But we'll see you Sunday coming up at Gowntown.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
I know we call it the Wheel of Useless Knowledge, mm-hmm. but at some point there's going to be a lull in conversation this weekend, and someone's going to go, oh, yeah, that random thing I heard on the radio, useless becomes useful.
It does. And I think they're fun, too. They might not be the most useful things, but they are fun things to throw out there.
And the wheel of fun knowledge just sounds weird.
It is.
But I like the wheel of useless knowledge.
Let's spin it! That was a good spin, Mr. Hansen.
Thank you.
You just let me know when it finally gets done spinning. We're,
okay, nine.
Nine. Good spin.
Yeah, all the way at the end.
Kleenex. The tissues? The facial tissue?
Yeah, I know it well. There's a box right by my left thigh.
Facial tissue, right? They were originally invented in 1924 as a way to remove makeup.
What?
Yeah, but...
So it's not nose tissue, it's facial tissue.
No, it's facial tissue.
I didn't consider that.
But so many people wrote the company to say that they were using them as disposable handkerchiefs that they shifted the marketing technique in 1930. And ever since, we've used them as
handkerchiefs. Nose blowers.
Nose blowers.
And it's now ubiquitous, right?
Yeah.
The term Kleenex is anything that you use to blow your nose.
Exactly.
Which is not just them.
That's the word that you use.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if you wear makeup. I don't care. But if you are, try taking...
I don't care.
I don't care. It's your face.
Yeah.
But if you are, try taking it off with Kleenex tonight and see what happens.
I know. I'm like, that would be a terrible way to
do it. I don't think it's still made... It's probably made more humanely now. Can you imagine early Kleenex?
What was it made out of?
Did I feel like sandpaper?
Yeah, I bet that was rough.
Yeah.
Woo!
Don't look at it.
Don't look directly at it.
Look at that, then look at the sun, and then have to blink a lot. That landed on a six.
On a six. Okay. In an NHL game.
Yeah.
If all of the goalies get injured, which, oh God, what happened in that game?
How would that go down?
I don't know.
It's a game where they encourage fighting, so it could happen.
It could.
Right?
It could.
And they're all on their knees the entire, like, at some point, maybe, like, a hip gives out.
I don't know how they do and move like they do.
They're just, like, in that squatted position the whole time.
If all of the goalies are injured, the team has an option to suit up anyone as their goalie. And I mean anyone, even someone from the stands.
Anybody in the building can come down
rule.
And play goalie?
Anyone.
That's a rule in the National Hockey League?
In the National Hockey League, anyone can play goalie if all of your goalies are injured.
Do you have to presume then every single game match, whatever they're called,
yeah.
they have already sent people and go, like, that guy looks big. Get him.
But is he pliable? Because you have to be able to move your knee.
If you're big enough, you don't have to move at all.
You just have to be a brick wall,
baby. Be bigger than the net, man. Ba-da-da-da. All right, spin number three has landed on four.
Number four. Colgate started selling a line of frozen dinners in 1982.
The toothpaste people?
Yeah.
Colgate?
Colgate.
Colgate frozen dinners?
Uh-huh. But they didn't go well because, you know.
Colgate.
Colgate.
You're
the toothpaste people, and so people thought that would not taste good.
No kidding.
Obviously. Why did you think that would go well?
I mean, they're thinking, like, we work with these customers after they eat, so let's get them before they brush their teeth.
It
made sense in one meeting,
I'm
sure.
Let's go heavy garlic. Garlic dinners.
They're going to, food that has like a lot of dyes in it and their teeth are stained and they're going to have to clean them.
They're going to want to get a clean mouth.
And I'm guessing everybody thought like it tasted like toothpaste.
Yes. When you look at the frozen food section, you're like, why would I want a toothpaste dinner?
And also, Colgate was never like the top toothpaste, right? They were always trying to get up there.
Yeah.
You're no Crest.
Hey, number two.
You're no Aqua Fresh. Colgate.
I'm sorry. You're going to put Aqua Fresh in front of Colgate?
It's striped.
Okay.
Four. I can't wait to debate my favorite toothpaste later.
Aqua Fresh in front of Colgate?
We were an Aqua Fresh family.
Were you?
Yeah, okay. Apparently.
Aqua Fresh.
Aqua. Claire,
not
it was
one
striped.
I ever go to. Okay. Okay.
I'll make you an Aqua Fresh believer yet.
All right.
Follow me, kid. You'll be Aqua Fresh clean in no time.
Here's how I'm going to get you back. Until 2001,
uh-huh.
employees at Disney World who dressed up as characters could not wear their own undergarments underneath the costumes.
You're joking.
They had to wear shared underpants.
No.
Yes. But they had an outbreak of lice.
Oh, my God.
So they had to change policies until 2001.
The idea of shared undergarments is disgusting.
Yes, it is.
And I clearly understand, well, it's part of the uniform.
Hey, man.
I don't think I've ever had lice. I understand how lice works. How do you get lice down there?
Share underpants.
How? But how does lice...
Magical shared underpants.
Go from the North Pole down to the South Pole. That's my question.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.